This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Yeah. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. This hour, we're going to be talking about radio frequency dangers. We're going to be talking about wireless communications. And we're going to be talking about cell phone jammers. With Bert Bertonis. Bert Bertonis has been a Silicon Valley engineer for 40 plus years. He's an electrical engineer, patent holder, designer, expert witness, and he's been a CEO in Silicon Valley for well over 40 years. Also serves on the boards of directors of other corporations in California. Welcome, Bert Bertonis.
Hi, Vince. Glad to be here.
You know, Bert, I was thinking about the time I was at a restaurant, and well within a year from today, and I was thinking about how people have cell phones in their pockets, and as soon as they sit down at the table at the restaurant, they take their cell phones out, put them on the table, and many of them don't realize that they can be turned on, the speakers can be turned on, the cameras can be turned on remotely, and they're just not aware of it. And then if you were to go to an Olive Garden restaurant, they have these little devices. They're triangular shaped, and they sit on the table, and they're great for entertainment. You know, the little ones at the table can be distracted by playing video games on them, and they can communicate with the wait staff. You can order, you can pay your bill with these devices, and they're wireless, and they have microphones and cameras in them. So people will turn them so they can look at them, and when they can look at these devices can have the camera pointed right at these people. And I believe that, you know, it's an invasion of privacy. So when you put all this together, you know, that kind of technology, the cameras that are in the ceilings pointing down and watching the people who are dining, the customers in establishments, and all of this spying and tracking and monitoring and recording and all of this, some people are just sick of it. And so there is the reason why some people might want to have jammers to stop this nonsense. And so I just did a quick search on the internet, just as the top of the hour news was playing, and there I just typed in cell phone jammers. Heck, you can buy direct from China cell phone jammers, and but I don't know if they are legal in the United States, but you can buy them, and they will jam these frequencies. Have you encountered such devices in your area of expertise?
They have come up, and I am aware of them, and you know, you can buy them, and it's not, you don't always buy them direct from China. You can purchase them for good or for worse from companies that ship locally, and of course they are illegal. It's illegal to manufacture one, it's illegal to sell one. I'm not sure it's illegal to own one. I think that's extending beyond where our legal system goes, but you know, I have mixed thoughts, and I guess since we're talking about RF safety, providing a jamming signal to jam other transmitters is in a sense, already make matters worse. So I'm certainly not encouraging the use of them, but it is funny, and we just had somebody in Silicon Valley who was distracted. Drivers were driving him crazy because he couldn't get to work on time, so he would drive through rush hour with a jammer so people couldn't text and they'd pay attention and not hold him up on his commute, and they finally caught the guy.
So let me see if I've got this right. So we're talking about a guy who's on his way to work every day, bumper to bumper, side to side, going down the highway, and he's had it. He's annoyed with people looking down at their phones, texting, hardly paying attention to the vehicles all around them, and he's just annoyed, and he just is going to put a stop to it. So he gets a jammer, and he jams their cell phone signal so they can't text, tweet, talk, you know, those kinds of things, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, we don't have awards. If we did, I'd probably give him one.
Yeah. For, I guess that goes along with the guy who drives with a dummy in the passenger seat so he can drive in the commute lane.
Well, you know, I see a difference there. You know, one is one, the guy is just annoyed with people not paying attention around him, and the other guy is trying to skirt the regulations about, you know, the high occupancy vehicle. But, you know, I got to hand it to the little guy who is clever. And I don't always agree with what they're trying to do, but I like ingenuity. And, you know, I've read those stories about, you know, the guy doing that. He wants to get to work faster, so he's going to skirt the system. He's going to push the limits, and he's going to fake his way through it. So I was just wondering about the cell phone jammers. And you know, if I'm in a vehicle, and I kind of like the idea of not being invaded. So let's say I have an acquaintance, and we decide we're going to ride together to someplace. Let's say it's going to be a couple-hour trip, and we're in the vehicle. And I don't have a cell phone, but he does. And I go, you know, I really don't want our conversation to be monitored, you know, remotely by someone in law enforcement or one of the agencies or, you know, part of the government. I just don't want it. But, you know, do I say to this guy, hey, put your cell phone in the trunk? He may say, yeah, but, you know, I've got these important texts that are coming in and, you know, customers and clients and, you know, I've got to be tethered to this device. I've got to be on tap 24/7. I can't put it in the trunk. So I decide I'm not even asking, and I'd like to just have that thing not work, not being able to be recorded. Is the only way to do that, to stop that, is to jam it? Is there another way, or is that it?
Well, interesting you mentioned that. There's a new option for iPhones in the current iOS that actually detects when you're in your car, and this is a voluntary decision you make, but you can turn off ability to text on your phone while you're in your vehicle. And so that's one way. As far as distraction, yeah, I don't know how else you can do it. But in terms of interception, that's changed a lot. You know, when the first generation cell phones came out, they just basically used FM modulation. This was Gen 1. And you could pick those signals up on any commercial scanner. And in our laboratory, we had various kinds of spectrum analyzers and receiving equipment, and I could very easily tune the spectrum analyzer to the cell phone band and tune through basically the entire band of transmissions, and we had a FM demodulator built into our spectrum analyzer, and we could tune into virtually every cell phone conversation that was out there. Harder to do now because we have very advanced digital coding, and it's not intended to be necessarily, it wasn't done to be secure, but that's the outcome of it. So it's very hard to synchronize with that signal and perform the demodulation. Law enforcement can do that, but the average equipment you can buy has to be order of magnitude more sophisticated in order to intercept and to modulate those signals currently.
All right, so let me see if I've got this right. So if I'm in a restaurant, which is very rare, but let's say I were, or let's say a person of interest by law enforcement were in a restaurant meeting with some other person, and are you saying that if one of them starts using his cell phone, that currently law enforcement has technology to listen in on that conversation from a police vehicle in the parking lot? Is that what you're saying?
They can, but it's, well, first of all, they need a warrant, but they can, but it's much more expensive and sophisticated equipment than it was, let's say, 10, 15 years ago.
Okay. Okay. And can they do that, like if you watch some of these television shows, like Chicago Police? I've seen some of the episodes of Chicago Police, and they kind of allude to having sophisticated tracking devices that can find out where a person is based on his or her cell phone unique identifier. Are we saying that they don't even need to be within radio range? They can do this across town where they're out?
Sure, that works a little differently, because what happens is your cell phone is always transmitting your location to the tower. So first of all, you detect what tower you're communicating with, and that gives you a close proximity. But then your GPS information also tells the system where you are. So they do it basically by going through the cell phone system, not talking directly to your phone.
Okay. There's a story about a couple young people from our neck of the woods in Missouri. And they were jailed. And what happened is they befriended the jailer, who was a female, a young female. And while they were in jail, they befriended her and were able to make an escape from jail. And they hopped in a vehicle and took off and went out of state right away. They were caught the next day because they used their cell phone. Is this cell phone tracking, is this something that can be turned off or not turned off on a cell phone from law enforcement? Is there a way that a person could still have his or her cell phone and yet not be tracked? Is that possible or not possible? Do you know?
I would say it's not possible, because as long as your cell phone's on, that's working, and really your cell phone's always on. So to defeat it, you'd have to pull the battery out of the phone. So here's what a lot of people don't know is
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert Bertonis is with us, electrical engineer and CEO. Bert, we're talking about cell phone tracking, and we're talking about can you get away from being tracked where you are, your location, if you have a cell phone? Is there a way around it? And you're starting to talk about, no, you can't get away from it if you have a cell phone, and you're talking about the battery.
Yeah, so what a lot of people don't realize is the cell phone is actually always transmitting a ping to the cell phone tower. If you think about it, when you receive a call, how does the system know where you are if it isn't constantly tracking where you are, make sure you're routed to the proper cell phone tower? So your cell phone, it's not a high-duty cycle, but it is constantly transmitting and receiving to synchronize with the cell phone tower. So that's how people can be found. You know, if you rob a bank and you have your cell phone in your pocket, you can be tracked by law enforcement.
Okay, so if you take the, and I understood that if you, even if your battery says it's dead, it's really not dead because it still has an additional displayed reserve power in it. Is that true as well?
Well, if the LCD is not lighting up, then it's pretty much a dead battery. And I'm not saying go by what the bar graph says. Go by, is it working or not?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So are we saying at this point that if a person does not want to be tracked, and, you know, there are plenty, I don't want to be tracked. Now, somebody could say, well, you know, if you're not doing anything wrong, what's wrong with being tracked? Well, I don't want to be tracked. I just want my privacy. I want my anonymity, and I don't want to be tracked, and that's why I don't have a cell phone. But so are you saying that regardless of what the cell phone is, if it's a current production cell phone, maybe within the last 5 years, it's got built-in tracking, and that's all there is to it?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. What about the old flip phone? Some people will say, yeah, well, I just have an old antique. It's a flip phone. Are they tracked as well?
Well, some of them may not have GPS, but they will know where your proximity to the tower is. There was a case of some people who got stranded in the winter in Oregon. It was a famous story here. They took a wrong turn and were stranded, and at first they knew approximately where they were by the cell phone tower that their phone was communicating with. Unfortunately, they never found them in time. The husband died, and the wife did walk to safety. So that generation of phones had ability to find them within, you know, let's say, 1,000 feet or of radius or so of the cell phone tower, but not the actual GPS location.
Okay. Okay. So if someone said to you, and don't answer this if you don't want to, but if someone said to you, you know what, I think I need a cell phone for those emergency situations, and the flat tire always comes up, I could have a flat tire and, I need to call somebody. If someone wanted to have a cell phone and they also wanted to be as private as possible, is there a recommendation to minimize that pinpointing of exactly where you are within a couple feet? Is it that old flip phone?
Well, I'm not sure they would still work, but my suggestion would be get a CB radio. That technology is alive and well and still being used.
Okay. And is there a small CB radio? We're talking about Citizens Band, unlicensed, just like you don't have to have a license for a cell phone. Is there a Citizens Band radio that you can think of that is, are they currently in production?
Oh, absolutely. They're very prolific and still widely used. And if you're asking, can you get a portable one? Absolutely. The problem with a portable one is if you're using it, constantly inside your vehicle, the antenna may not be effective because it's basically unless you stick your head out the window, the antenna is going to be radiating inside the vehicle and not getting the best reception and transmission. But you can buy portable handheld ones, all channels, and you can buy one you can mount in your dashboard, and you can even buy it combined with a radar detector.
Well, that sounds kind of neat. Yeah. Okay. We come back. I've got some questions for you about your thoughts on the correlation with cancer and radio frequency. We'll be right back. Bert Bertonis.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And good, but I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, like I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
He's me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Bert Bertonis, we're talking about cancer and radio frequencies. Do you have concerns about that?
Absolutely. It's something that's been in the news on and off for many years, and the bottom line is it's still not fully understood. And, you know, I think I summarize it this way. I think there's some devices and frequencies and power levels that we know are safe, at least we're fairly confident they're safe. There's some we absolutely know are dangerous, and then there's some in the middle where we need to research more and really do more analysis and study. And I can give you examples of each if you want.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah, so I think when it comes to safety, I think, your AM radio that's maybe in your living room or in your bedroom, your transistor radio, importantly, I'd say Bluetooth headsets, those are fairly low levels of radio frequency. And, at this point, let me mention that radio frequency power levels sort of exist logarithmically. And what I'm getting at is there's a huge variation in power levels. Not, 10 times more from one device to another, or even 100. It's like tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or even a billion times different power levels. So Bluetooth, to throw out a number, is, typically about 10 milliwatts. And typically, it's used in headsets, it's used in wireless mice, things like that. Cell phone, on the other hand, is as high as 600 milliwatts, which is many times higher than 10 milliwatts, and you might be holding that phone up to your head, which is near what we call near-field coupling. So that's another thing, is that near-field to far-field can be as much as 40 dB, which is 10,000 times difference in power level. So something that's, say, your power meter that's at the other side of your house and transmitting at 100 milliwatts, you're basically picking up such a low power level from that it's insignificant. However, your cell phone being held very close to your brain at relatively high power is something potentially dangerous, and we've gotten to the point where the FCC does limit the power that's directed toward your head on all new cell phones. But even that said, it's recommended that you use a Bluetooth headset or hands-free of one sort or another. We also know, for instance, that ham radio operators have a higher occurrence of cancer and leukemia, and that's typically because they're sitting in their bedroom under a high power, maybe 1,000 watt transmitter that's radiating at maybe 20 megahertz. So you're almost near field because wavelength is fairly long, meaning you're within a wavelength of the transmitter. And that's shown to have been dangerous. So, so as I said, it varies from device to device. You can't just say, oh, all radio devices are harmful or vice versa.
When I was growing up, a neighbor had a ham rig, and he would key the microphone, and it would twist the signal on the television screen, and he could tell when he was transmitting, and he just couldn't watch, black and white TV. I'm talking back in the 60s, early 60s. And he died of cancer at a very young age, and I'm talking like in his 40s. That seemed pretty young to me. And a neighbor of mine down the road here in Missouri, a ham operator, just died of cancer. He's one of our class members here at USA Prepares. He died of cancer. And from my perspective, I can see firsthand evidence of what I believe is cancer and RF links, no question in my mind. Now, I can't prove it for sure, but I absolutely believe what you're saying is true. So here's a question I have. So I'm looking at the possibility of doing a remote broadcast. We're thinking of putting a convention together with some broadcasters, and I might need to do a remote broadcast. And what that means is I have to take a personal, a PC with me, a notebook computer. I've got to have wire for the internet, a microphone mixer, a microphone cables, power supplies, extension cords, power strip, all that stuff to broadcast remotely. Or I could get a smartphone and not have it hooked up to a contract, not have it, no cell phone contract, no prepaid card, not configured to operate with the cell towers, but I could configure it for Wi-Fi and just have a smartphone-sized device that I take with me and a small headset, and I could broadcast with that. Is there the same danger with that kind of a device as with using a smartphone with cell phone communications? What I'm talking about is using Wi-Fi and Skype.
So I think your question is using Wi-Fi versus the cell phone network?
Yes.
Well, they're both potentially high power. So the thing is that with a cell phone and also with Wi-Fi, you typically have a power control loop, and what that does is it'll maintain the same power at the receiver, but what happens is if you're indoors or your connection's bad, it'll boost the power of your cell phone. So if you're worried about safety, probably I would say the best thing to do is use your cell phone. It doesn't matter if it's on Skype via Wi-Fi or cellular, but use a Bluetooth headset. Use that to talk and communicate with, and just put your cell phone in another location, and you'll be fine.
All right. So let me ask you this. Do you have a feel for when the cell phone signal or the Wi-Fi signal to a cell phone degrades to the point where it's relatively safe? Is it 3 feet? Is it 50 feet? What is it? Do you have a feel for that?
Well, so you're asking a difficult question because, you know, the studies are really incomplete on this. But I can tell you that to go from near field to far field, you want to be a couple of wavelengths away. And what, you know, I'll just throw out real rough numbers, a foot away. And there's a big difference. In other words, your cell phone up against your head versus 1 foot away is, you know, all the difference in the world. You know, maybe 1,000 times less power to kind of put it,
okay,
wrap something around that.
All right. So let's say I didn't have this cell phone with me, used just connected to Wi-Fi as a Wi-Fi device to broadcast, if I were to have one of those. Even if I didn't have one and I went into a room where I could use one, I'd still be blasted with Wi-Fi, right? And all the other cell phones in people's pockets. So I'm still immersed in this, right?
Yeah, there's the Wi-Fi is getting used more and more, and they're making the cells smaller and smaller. So as people get interference, they're buying Wi-Fi extenders, and all that does is put up another hotspot that either repeats the signal you have or changes it to another channel and repeats it. So as things become more and more congested, they actually add, people are adding more signals, which then in turn makes it more congested. So there's almost no end in sight. We're just, you know, Wi-Fi signals are getting very, very dense. I mean, here at my company where we have a lab and we can, you know, do signal analysis, I mean, from our office, we can see, you know, probably upwards of 40 different Wi-Fi signals from different companies and residences, and it's pretty amazing.
All simultaneous, correct?
Well, all simultaneous, but it doesn't mean that the transmitters are constantly broadcasting full power simultaneous. That takes a little more analysis to determine what the various power levels are, but all potentially transmitting at full power at any given time.
All right.
Even the signal strength that you see, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's sending packets at that instant. It just means that that's the potential signal strength.
All right. So since I'm concerned about these things, I'm going to ask you the next question. I've been doing some reading about wireless charging. So now Vinny's concerned about traveling. He doesn't like traveling. He doesn't like going into restaurants because of all of these Wi-Fi signals, plus the cell phone signals, plus all, you know, wireless cameras, all of this put together. I don't want to be there. Now, to make matters worse, I'm reading about charging devices wirelessly. So now, let's say I were to go into one of these environments, a convention room or a restaurant or somebody's house, and they've got this emerging bleeding edge with a B, a technology that is charging their device, or they want to get one as soon as it comes out, so they don't have to. They don't have to do what? They don't have to plug their cell phone into a 4-foot cord to charge it. So they want to do it wirelessly. What about the? Are you? Do you have any? You don't have to answer this if you don't want to. But if, do you have any concerns about this, or is it just me?
No, I think it's a terrible idea. First of all, it doesn't really work, which is amazing how it's getting a lot of press, and it's being demonstrated at the CES, which is going on in Las Vegas right now as we talk. But it's a really bad idea. It's also not efficient, because remember we were just discussing how radio waves fall off in strength very rapidly as soon as you get a couple of wavelengths from the transmitter. So we're talking about devices that probably are at best, I mean, if you absolutely design the best beamforming antennas, probably only 1% efficient, the rest of the energy just being wasted in the air. So not really useful, but potentially harmful, because we're just adding more RF radio waves in the air. It's causing additional interference, which is, I think the FCC is probably going to change their mind on this when they realize that it's not serving any useful purpose for communications, which is what we're supposed to be using the radio waves for. And then finally, of course, the danger. I mean, why, when you can plug a cell phone or you know, whatever device you have that you'd want to charge, when you can just easily plug it into a U.S.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produce only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What you got here?
Take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert Bertonis is with us. He's the CEO of a corporation in California, a leading-edge communications designing company. And Bert, I've been thinking about what you've been saying about this wireless charging thing. So if I were to enter a room and there was a sign on this room that said, let's say it's a convention room, and it said featuring wireless charging, as if it, you know, as if they're boasting about this feature in that room, I'd have to be crazy to want to go in that room. Is that right?
Especially if it's showing prototypes that haven't even been approved by the FCC, and also the FDA is also going to be responsible for approvals. So, yeah, I would not go in.
Okay. Well, so what I did was during the break, I went to eBay. And I looked up wireless charger, because eBay is a worldwide marketplace, and they've got a lot of product offerings. So I'm looking at this wireless cell phone charger, and they're doing their darn best job to not show the wire. And really what this is instead of plugging an electronic device into a charger with a thin cord attached to a little wall transformer, what they do is they have a cord attached to the wall to it's almost like a hot plate warmer, a tiny, thin hot plate warmer, and just put your phone on it. But you still have that darn cord. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
might as well... Okay, am I wrong, or why not just plug the cord into the device?
Well, you're absolutely right, and it's so funny because some of these are Rube Goldberg-type contraptions that are really just contrived to figure out how to get around FCC rules, but really aren't doing anything useful. except maybe, you know, showing off the fact that they're claiming wireless charging. By the way, there is a wireless charging that's very effective and totally safe, and that's the charging pads that they're putting in Starbucks and other places, where you simply place your phone down on the pad, and it's done not through radio frequency, it's done through induction coupling. It's very efficient. It's very safe because, you know, your body isn't near there. It's just a very tight coupling between a transducer in the cell phone and a transducer in the charging pad. And that, you know, works very effectively. It still takes a little time, so you got to sip your coffee, but I don't see any potential danger with using charging pads.
Okay, now are we talking about modifying the cell phone itself so that it can accept this charging pad type charging? Or can you just take your cell phone out of your pocket and put it on there without any change to your cell phone at all?
Well, both. So if you have a new cell phone, new iPhone 10 does have wireless charging and the ability to do that. And some other competing phones have that ability as well, the Samsung, newest Samsung phones. And you can also buy an attachment that you can put on your existing phone to do the same thing. So you can do it either way. You know, again, though, as useful as it sounds, it's so easy to just simply plug your phone into a USB cord. And, you know, that's the simplest and safest and most effective of all.
Mm-hmm. And it seems to me that the USB type charging devices seem to be becoming more and more widespread in their use. So, for example, blood pressure cuffs, and they have these small electronic blood pressure monitoring devices. They have a cable that has a USB charger. So it seems like USB, this 5-volt DC system, seems to be taking off and becoming more and more of a standard for small electronic devices. Am I right in that, or?
Oh, absolutely. Your home electrical plugs now come with it.
Yeah, absolutely right. Bert, thank you so much for being with us. I'm looking forward to doing more broadcasting with you, talking about, you know, what's happening in Silicon Valley, the latest emerging technologies, the concerns, and the features and the benefits. Thank you so much for spending your time with us today.
Sure, Vince. Glad to be with you.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.